I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If Israel continues its offensive on Hamas in Gaza, Iran's foreign minister threatens an expansion of war fronts. The Iran-Hamas partnership has become increasingly obvious since Hamas's attack on Israel. The U.S. State Department confirmed in 2021 that Hamas terrorists received funding from Iran. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran.
Iran's vast economy and military support of the external factions like Hamas is adversely affecting the economy and the lives of ordinary Iranians. Iranians are dealing with poverty, inflation, high unemployment, and reduced access to global markets.
Iranians call in to Heart for Iran with struggles of hopelessness. The ministry offers trauma counseling and biblical support. Please pray for Iranians to know Christ's hope. Along with war, the Middle East is full of persecution. At the same time, this region holds so much potential. Brian Dennett with AMG International says the Lord is calling people out of Islam at rapid rates. These new believers from a Muslim background are ready to go, as the Great Commission calls us to do, but they don't have the skills needed to make disciples.
We're looking to provide financial resources, training, and the support that they need to reach their own people. They know the context of their culture and their people, so we try not to influence that at all. But at the same time, we want to be sure the churches are healthy doctrinally.
Help AMG International provide training and resources through a new program and get details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.